from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
And you want to try to stick it to me right off the bat.
Yay! Welcome back, baby.
What's up, man?
Yeah, we tried to hold it down. We held it down.
Yeah.
We missed you, though. You were missed.
Thank you. Yep. Thank you. I missed you guys.
Looking good.
I missed you guys. I had a good time. And, boy, missed some stuff around here, huh?
work.
You guys went to the A's game over the weekend.
We kicked it a little bit.
Yeah. Saw your guy Ohtani. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Brandon Ayuk.
Oh, man.
By the way.
You know how we do it when one of us comes back.
Well, I don't know. Where do you want to start? Ayuk or Trent Williams?
Let's do Ayuk, because I think the Trent Williams thing is, he's got a beverage of leverage. I keep using that, and I love myself for it. But this new report from Mayoko Stani basically saying that if somehow Ayuk was traded to the Cleveland Browns, and in return, Amari Cooper would come back and some draft capital, even I think a second, maybe in next year's draft, that scenario wasn't on my bingo card. So my friend, then I would be like, you're telling me you swap Ayuk and Amari Cooper when healthy in this offense? That I would do, Stani. But the reality is, I don't know why I don't think it's going to pop, but our guy Andrew Filippone, morning show in Pittsburgh,
sure.
Sister station of Odyssey, tweeted again, Steelers working hard this morning, hard for a deal for Ayuk. It feels like something can be done. And he also took that video that you and I discussed where Ayuk was giving dap to Lynch and Shanny.
Right.
And people out here, Stani, on the West Coast, the Best Coast, thought, okay, a deal's coming. So did Colin Cowherd. Nothing came, quiet on the set. But Andrew took that as maybe he was saying his goodbyes. But with this report, Stani, are they really going to trade Brandon Ayuk?
Maybe. I mean, I don't know what the answer is to that. It's funny, though, when you know, I was catching up on everything and Amari Cooper's name came up and Cleveland came up, I was kind of like you. I was thinking, just do it. Just make the trade for Amari Cooper. And then I was talking to our guy.
He's got one year left on his deal.
But I said, you know, just do that with Amari Cooper. And Evan's like, yeah, I wouldn't.
What'd he say?
He said he wouldn't. Or he'd be worried about that. But I don't know. Can beggars be choosers at this point? And the thing I was asking him, too, I'll ask you, is, I mean, are the 49ers just going to, I don't want to say cave, but are the 49ers just going to give Ayuk his extension at some point and then guarantee Trent Williams some money, and the next thing you know, they're both here a week or two from now?
Well, you tell me what you think. Before you left, we were out there at camp on that beautiful Wednesday. Yeah. I thought this would be rectified. It's not. And Stani, every day that goes by, now we got different reports, and we don't know what's really going on.
Right.
But the fact that they can't hash it out, my answer to your question is no, they're not going to cave. Because if you were, you would have his ass on the field. Dude, and if I get another report of he's doing everything but practicing, what else is there? You got to practice to get rapport with Brock. That has not happened. But I'm different than Evan on this. If it's personal or he wants to get the bag and Cleveland can give him the bag, and you're telling me Amari Cooper would be your version, you know, come in for Brandon Ayuk, Stani, I do that because Ayuk is telling you, if you don't pay me, I don't want to be here. How much is that worth? Just to get rid of the riffraff. That's what I'm calling. If you don't want to be here, beat it. Michael Jackson.
Well, the one thing I was thinking about, Goo, is kind of, it was two Fridays ago I left, and it was the day after Trent Williams holdout, And nobody seemed concerned about Trent Williams' holdout, that was just a formality. What I'm getting at is here it's 10 days later, and it doesn't feel like anything's happened in that regard. And the one thing I'm wondering is, and the way I've approached both, and maybe it's been wrong, and I'm interested to hear what you think is, I mean, maybe I've been looking at it the wrong way, that Niners have all the leverage. Niners have all the leverage. I don't know. Has that changed at all? Does it feel like the two players are gaining the leverage? I don't know.
Well, hey, you asked me a question, I'm going to give you my answer, Stani. I think his leverage, if you deem he has some, what little he has runs out as
Which
they get
one?
Closer. Brandon Ayuk. He's going to lose out. Because if you're saying you're not going to be on the field when the games count, then you're missing game checks. It's all bad at that juncture. And then for the Niners, you drafted Ricky Pearsall. Ball accounts, Stani, it's early. Larry Kruger was out there saying he looks great and a lot of other people, but it's easy to look great in practice or whatnot. But I think Brandon Ayuk, the leverage of the power move he's using right now runs out. You know, that can gets empty as you get closer to kickoff. Stani, we're like, 20-something days away from kickoff. September 6th, September 3rd, the Thursday night game. That's around the corner, man.
And the Niners have a game this weekend already. Their first
Tennessee
game.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I was reading The Athletic the other day, and our guy Tim Kawakami is saying that if you watch a Niners practice, it doesn't take an expert to see that they're different without Trent Williams and Ayuk. Now,
and that's to be expected.
I guess. I mean, I don't know how. I don't know why it's so noticeable, but maybe even it is in practice. But I guess if nothing, let's say nothing happens this week, then you play Tennessee this weekend, and I get it, it's an exhibition game, but let's say you don't look good at all, and it becomes noticeable at that point that you're missing a receiver and you're missing the key offensive lineman.
Oh, you're not the Niners then.
Well, then doesn't that put the pressure on the Niners? If they play an exhibition game and Shanahan and Lynch see, geez, I mean, we are in trouble without those guys. Could that be the impetus to get things rolling, maybe?
Yeah, and last week, Stani, Evan, and I were having some fun. I don't know how much you caught wind of it, but Interception Gate was out there in Santa Clara. Purdy had 4 or 5 interceptions or whatnot. You know, brother going to work it out, having fun working on stuff. But we were having fun with that. Like, man, look how far we've come to where that's a big deal. But if you're telling me Trent's not out there, you're starting left tackle, and then one of your starting wideouts is not out there to throw 10. I don't care, but we know why. But I believe Trent wouldn't be playing this Thursday, Ayuk either, this Saturday, starting against Tennessee. So nothing to see here. But Evan brought this word up last week. Continuity, Stani. How do you have or keep or build continuity in a year that you're trying to snap back and get right back to the bowl with this disease of me stuff? So when you tell me Trent Williams, I feel like they're doing him a favor, Stani. I know he's getting fined. You know, I'm an OG. I'm at the house chilling, watching Netflix, receiver doc. I'll be back when you guys break me off my cash. But Ayuk is something different.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. You know it. You want to jump in here? And has anything changed in your mind, 49er fans?
Is he really getting traded?
Since the pleasantries of Wednesday between Ayuk, Lynch, and Shanahan. I remember 2 weeks ago, nobody seemed that concerned about the Trent Williams situation. And he is a veteran, and he doesn't practice a lot anyway. He's getting up there, obviously, so he probably doesn't need to practice as much as younger players. Nevertheless, I don't know.
He's your second-best player.
Yeah, at what point do you say, or don't you say this, but I sometimes look at things that happen before a season, and I do think it can set a tone.
And I like that.
Maybe, are we at the point where, you know what, the 49ers have, they're in week 2 of training camp, and it's not going great. And if that's the case, does it matter? Does that even matter at this point of the season?
Well,
I don't know.
Brock Purdy walked in here, Steiny. It's all how much credence you give to practice performance.
Right.
I'm not that big on it, but if you're telling me, you know, he were to have game one Monday night, Brock Purdy, that is, with two interceptions, I'd be shocked. But then we could go back to say, well, that started in practice. Remember, they were reporting that he threw five. So it does mean something. I wonder if people are looking at the Niner brass differently because Trent Williams is on the ledger along with Brandon Ayuk. So yeah, I know Brandon Ayuk is homegrown. I don't know what he's done. I know he had seven touchdowns. Amari Cooper had five. But Amari Cooper in this offense with Kyle becomes a better version of Amari Cooper. That's just how high I am on Kyle Shanahan.
Well, then try to make the trade with Cleveland and then get Trent Williams in here and go from there, I would think. I don't know. Where are you at, 49er fans, at 888-957-9570? You ready just to get rid of the, is it a problem when I say, let's just solve the Brandon Ayuk issue. See if we can trade him. The problem is have you lost some leverage over the course of the summer in terms of trade value? And now I do understand the thinking that you can't really trade him for just draft picks now. You have to get a player back. Probably to replace him.
And Amari Cooper's tiny to, like, if you
told me. Are you going to do better than him?
No.
I almost feel like, in a way, he's a little bit like Lauri Markkanen. And that is, is he a perfect fit? Or is he a superstar? No, but he's pretty good. So let's go get him and pair him with Purdy and McCaffrey and Kittle and Debo and see if we can roll from there. But I wonder if, I just kind of wonder where 49er fans' sentiment is right now, if they're starting to feel like, let's just do something with Ayuk so we can move forward and maybe get somebody in here. Trent Williams, I think, is more problematic. And you're right, we don't, like, I don't know how serious it is with Trent Williams.
Well, he has no guaranteed money.
I know.
Well, and guys at his position, can we name two that are better than him? And we've seen guys get broken off this offseason. He has no guaranteed money. To me, layman's terms, Donnie, that doesn't sound like much that he's asking for some guarantee. That sounds like an easy fix, a call or two. You know, not that he's trying to bring the house down, but a 36-year-old left tackle that's made the All-Pro, multiple years recently. I don't get what the holdup is unless you're hooking him up, per se, and just keeping him out.
All right, I'll throw this at you. Riddy on the YouTube chat. You've seen a lot of Amari Cooper as a Dallas Cowboy. You like him?
Yeah,
How good is he?
I do like him. 1,250 yards last year. Ayuk had 1,342. That's kind of a wash. Ayuk had more. Ayuk had 75 receptions to Cooper 72. And let's just look at the quarterback. D. Watt, I was a big fan. He kind of fell off, Steiny, but he those numbers were him throwing him the ball for the most part. You put Amari Cooper, as seasoned as he is, seven-time Pro Bowler in this offense, I think you could get Ayuk production.
I kind of agree with you.
And he's got 1 year left. So if it were, what night-night, we'll see you. You're not giving or caving in to Ayuk.
Evan, where are you at on this one with the possibility? Go ahead. Do it.
Huh?
Yeah,
there it is.
Boy, I haven't heard that in 2 weeks.
I was with him a whole week. He doesn't use him when he's on.
We were talking earlier, and I said, boy, I don't know. I may just do the Cooper thing to solve the problem. And you were like, What's your hesitation? What would it be on that one?
Well, the other wrinkle is that Brandon Ayuk might not want to sign a contract extension with one of these teams. And so if you're a team that's trading for Ayuk, why would you give up anything worth of value if you're not going to have him beyond this season? So if he wants to be in Cleveland and he wants to sign an extension, then that sounds like a fair deal. You swap receivers, get a pick. But if Ayuk doesn't want to be in Cleveland, then Cleveland's not going to want to give up maybe even Amari Cooper. So I think the hang up here is Brandon Ayuk. What does he want?
Now, is he being greedy?
Why the hell would he not want to go to Cleveland?
Yeah, whoever meets your number, you need to go.
Right.
And Cleveland's not, They don't suck. You know what I mean?
That's why he wouldn't want to go to Cleveland.
Yeah, shout out Drew Carey. No, I'm saying
Cleveland would be the reason he doesn't want to go to Cleveland.
Yeah, but if they want to pay you your money, you go get. You're doing too much, as they say in the streets.
Right.
If you say Cleveland wants to give you your bag, I don't want to go to Cleveland. I don't like their malls. Please, you better go where they want to pay you, buddy.
I tend to agree with you on that. I think he would go. I mean, just how could he? How could he want a contract extension? Cleveland wants to give him one. And he's like, yeah, you know what? No.
The lifestyle. But hey, Cleveland ain't the Bay. That's for sure.
You know what? Yeah, you don't have to. I'll tell you what. You get 28 or 30 million in Cleveland. That's like getting 40 million in San Francisco.
But the Browns are a pretty good team.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
It's not like he's going to, you know, a team that has no chance of winning.
And apparently the Patriots are still in the mix.
Steelers. According to who you listen to.
Of course.
So. I know Cam Marino from NFL Buzz. He's the one that came out with that Cleveland scenario. But just what you touched on, why would the Niners not get a player back and picks? If you could get that, you think they would jump on it. I just can't believe you drafted Brandon Ayuk. You offered him 26, allegedly. Let's just say you wanted 28. You're really going to let this man get out the building with that age? And he's probably not even in his prime?
Well, I do think we're getting to the point where let's just say hypothetically that the Niners offered him 26 and he said no. He wants 28 or 30. And even if this thing continues or assuming this thing continues and 2 or 3 weeks from now they reach an agreement, the first question is going to be, why couldn't you do this 3 or 4 weeks ago and get him in here for the start? In other words, if they reach an agreement sometime after today, Goo, then somebody changed their stance and you wonder if it would all be worth it because the guy will end up missing a bulk of training camp, and we've seen that that can impact the team negatively.
But you told me this, you don't even remember, you kind of yelled it. Dude, you ever been in a negotiation? You ever been in a negotiation?
Well,
things change and the clock, the time ticks, and you know it's getting ready to, you know, the games are going to count, so things change. I don't think it would solve anything. Like it's going to be written, Stoney. Like, why the hell did y'all not do this 3 weeks ago? It's like we got it done. Let's move forward. But I just don't like the Debo when he held out. I know he signed August 1st. We're past that date. That year wasn't the best Debo year to me. We saw Bosa last year. That wasn't the best Bosa year. So I just hate it from my – now, you can go break Randy Moss's records this year if he signs with the Niners and comes back. I'm not saying that's not on the table. But for a team that never dubbed itself light years or the smartest people in the room, John Lynch always comes across like they have their books in order, and this just reeks of – you didn't know Trent was going to ask while you were gone. Silver had a report that the Niners knew that Trent was disgruntled about his contract months ago about the nine. Like, why didn't you meet this head on? Unless it's not a big deal to you all behind closed doors with Trent Williams. But Ayuk, Stoney, I'm a dude. This just me. You don't want to be here. You got to kick rocks.
Well, I mean, honestly, and I'm not saying this is what you do or anything, but. And that you feel like you've changed your mind on that because, you know, 3 or 4 weeks ago, 2 months ago, 3 months ago, whatever, it was, let's pay Ayuk a good number, get him in here, and let's start rolling.
But what's a good number to him?
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Like, if you think you're Justin, I keep watching the receiver dogs, Daddy. If you think you're Justin Jefferson or Jamar Chase, I feel like you're not that guy, and that's not an insult, but what if he's asking for something that's shout out Atlanta, Ludacris, the rapper? What if he's really asking for something that the Niners are like, this dude's tripping?
Well, then he cannot say something like, oh, Cleveland wants to give me my number, but I don't want to play for
them.
I'd be shocked if that's something he would do. I mean, if he wants the money and somebody's willing to pay him the money, then I got to believe he's got to go there. The issue is you better get a player back. Although I'm here, Ricky Pearsall. How's Ricky Pearsall looking, dude? Give me the update.
They say fantastic, yeah. But it's practice.
Yeah. Oh.
Allen Iverson, practice.
But he
talk to me week one,
smooth.
Monday nights, Donnie, against the Jets.
Oh, he's silky. He's
just
long.
Come back from a hammy.
This guy might be better than Ayuk right now.
Somebody on the YouTube chat said he wasn't getting separation. I don't know if they were running material.
Pearsall?
Yeah.
Well, neither did Ayuk in the playoffs.
PFF did say that in the Super Bowl. I didn't like him and Debo.
You know what? You can find anything out there anywhere, anytime. So anyway.
I'll tell you what. So yeah. We're days away. If this doesn't get rectified by Saturday, obviously he won't make the trip to Tennessee. We'll watch the preseason game, and half the commentary on the game will be the Brandon Ayuk / Trent Williams. Like, I just don't understand the Trent thing. I know we're talking about Ayuk, but then it spills into Trent.
I mean, the one thing I wonder about is, and I get Silver reported that the Niners knew that Williams was unhappy, and I believe that. Okay. I mean, how do you not know? But let's be honest. If you're the Niners, you're coming into this season, and all of a sudden, Ayuk wants his money now, which most guys do at this point in their career, and you figure, well, we got to figure out Ayuk, and then all of a sudden, McCaffrey wants his deal done.
He got
redone.
It. Yeah.
Trent Williams wants his deal redone. It's like if you're the Niners, what do? Just kind of cave to everybody that wants their money, and then at some point down the future, you're going to have to pay the piper, and you know it once Purdy gets paid. I kind of, without knowing all the details, I would understand why the Niners might be sitting there thinking, what are we going to do? Like, re-up everybody every time any player does this?
Well, do you want to win? How important is your left tackle who's been damn near perfect, didn't have the best Super Bowl, but damn near perfect since he's been in the Niner uniform? And Evan, the word last week's Donnie again, I keep going to him, continuity.
Mm-hmm.
So this is how I think, and I can be off base. So before the best player on your team, C-Mac, McCaffrey, got his deal overnight in 5 minutes. Okay, the team finds that out. Do you think Trent's feeling some type of way that went so fast and you guys want to play tough sheriff with me? And then I'm looking at Ayuk. Is he thinking, man, they really don't? Or is it get in where you fit in, Ayuk? You're not more important than McCaffrey. You're not more important than Trent Williams. But if you use that method, why are we still stuck at the Trent Williams issue if we all, you and I, can sit here and say, in the fans, he is important. He's their second most important player.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.